We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Good morning to you. Everything is cool.
Everything is birdies in the back.
Can you hear birdies?
Yep.
And I want to be able to hear them because I just love to talk to people when I hear birds in the background because I'm out on my deck. And it's birdie-like out here, so I'm happy.
I have a friend that I speak to usually every Friday morning, and last week he was out on his patio, and the bird sounds were so loud. I said, I can't hear you. He said, I know, but there's a whole bunch of them around me. I said, well, okay, that's fine. We'll have to work with it. But indeed, it is a wonderful thing to hear versus listening to wind and rain and all that nonsense in the middle of winter, maybe snow.
Howling. Yes. I much prefer to hear the little birds.
Mm-hmm.
I even love them in the morning when they wake up about 5 a.m. and they chirp.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's just such a, it's like a new day, a new beginning. It's so nice. Do you know, Lynn, and we have a bird feeder, and so we get a lot of different birds in my yard. And it's just a menagerie back here with the things that are here. But there is a couple, as I told you, feral cats hanging out. And do you know the other, and I saw it with my own eyes. Maybe I said this before. If I did, tell me. That cat jumped up in midair, jumped and snagged a bird as it was trying to fly away from it. It jumped, had to jump 4 feet in the air to grab that bird.
Wow.
I saw the whole thing. It was like, oh, and I know it's a natural thing for them. It's just so sad. Like, they sneak and they hide underneath the bushes and they skulk in and they're like stealth and they get down and then they wait for the birds to come. Meyer has the hose out. He shoots water over near them, and you know they hate water, so they go meow and they take off. And
my gosh, that's how the great theater
it is.
Watch.
You know, I'm sitting here. Oh my god! But it's amazing to watch nature. I mean, in the way animals behave and. And then the birds, and we always have like a mother and a husband and wife, I say, that cardinal. And the cardinal, the female will stand, because they got legally married, just so you know. So she sits on the edge of the bench, which is over near the bird feeder, and the guy goes in and gets the food and comes back over and feeds her, and then he goes back and gets more and comes back. Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. I love it.
It is.
So
they have no arguments. They have nothing to say. Well, it's your turn to get the food. No, it's my turn.
Right. None.
they just do it.
Exactly. And then we have these big, mean-ass blue jays. And they're beautiful, but they're so mean. And they go after the squirrels. They chase the squirrels away.
They do?
And the squirrel runs from them. Yeah, it's so funny.
I never saw that.
Lynn, Oh, I have it down out here with watching these. It's amazing. It's just amazing. So, but yeah, that's why I love being back here. I don't even know where the heck I am back here. So
yeah.
I say it every year, but it's worth repeating because,
I like to watch, and the thing is, it's so funny about this is we have the cameras, the video cameras at our house at the lake. So every once in a while, I keep getting these notifications, you know, there's something in the camera. You need to look at it. And invariably during the week, it's a deer, you know. And the deer, I watch them sitting there eating my flowers, and I feel like I could scream at them through the phone, stop eating my flowers. Anyway, they very often will come along with right now. The fawns are about 2 or 3 weeks old. And there's usually two. And they are so precious. They just, with their big spots all over them, and they're probably not bigger than a dog. You know, it's just funny to see how they grow so fast. And at the end of that first year, those spots are gone.
I know.
It's amazing. And they watch their mother teach them how, you know, what to eat, how to eat, and how often, and they just walk around, and then at some point in time during the evening, I'm not sure where they go exactly, but they have to get water. I guess they do this every day, fresh water. So I don't know where they go, but they go down the hill to something. I guess they cross Route 507, and I really wish they wouldn't.
Maybe they go, yeah, I know. But maybe they go to the biggest water source we have at the Lake Wampumpack.
Well, they do, I'm saying. But what bothers me is they have to cross 507 to get to it.
And,
you know, there's many times you drive by and see dead animals.
I know it.
And it, especially if I see a fawn, it just breaks my heart.
Oh, I know.
It really does. But nothing you can do. So,
and you don't capture any bear? There's no, you don't have any bear sightings?
Well, we actually did have one here in Clark's Summit. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember that. But...
No, 2 days ago.
Oh, 2 days ago.
There was a mama bear and a baby that were at the bottom of the hill. And everybody sent out the alert, don't go outside.
Oh, they are so cute, though.
Oh, they are. They're big turtles. That's all they are.
I know it. And the babies, they're like, you know, little chubbalubs, you know, and you just want to squeeze them. Ah,
yes, exactly. Yeah. So during the course of the week, is anything exciting going on in your world?
No. Other than I watched the final episode of The First Lady last night. There was a 10th and final. And again, so there's, you know, more hopefully coming on the horizon, but it was such a well done series. I just feel like, and so many people who I talk to, like Donna Barbetti watched it, and when we talk about it, she and Deb Peterson's watching it, and when I talked to Donna, she said, "Man, you think you know these people, but," she said, "Eleanor Roosevelt was something else. I mean, she was amazing, and everything they went through, both like from a personal standpoint with their family lives, and she had 6 children, 5 boys and 1 girl, and
I didn't know that."
She said, yeah, and she said something, and I saw the, well, I saw also, which is worth watching, it's on PBS, they have the Roosevelt documentary. It's like a series of shows about them.
It's
wonderful.
That.
I've seen that, but I should go back and watch it again. But anyway, 6 children, and Eleanor said to her daughter in the last episode, her daughter Anna, she said, "Your father, after he dies," she said, "your father was so proud of you. You're the one who made him a father."
Wow.
And I thought, oh,
I'm the one who made my father a father. So I just, you know, it was such a really, and she said to her mother, thank you for saying that. So my point is, like, you never really put it that way, but that's, you're the one who made him a father. I thought, and Lynn, you made your father a father, you know, like that
that's
first
kid. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat. I was, like, sitting there, like, you know, sitting a little straighter in my chair, like, hey, that's right, me too. So, but it really was a good series. I just, it's one of those series, and I have one more show to watch of Grace and Frankie, and I keep postponing it, because once it's done, I know it's over. So I have to watch that. It's just, they're like, I just feel like when I watch these, and I say this too, when it's just like reading a good book or a movie or whatever, movies less so because if they're over in 2.5 hours usually, but like series where you watch them continuously, you feel like they're part of your family. Like, I get so wrapped up in it that I feel like, okay, I lose myself in it. And that's the sign of a good book, a good movie, a good series. That's what happens. So, again, I can't stress enough, on Showtime, watch it if you can. It's just very rah-rah woman, and I love it. And that's what we're all about, Lynn. Even if that guy who used to email us and call us doesn't like it, too bad. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think he's long gone. I hope he is.
Too damn bad.
Yeah,
exactly. But no, quiet week.
Yeah, but let's also say, in case we forget later, to say Happy Father's Day, because that's what's coming up.
Yes.
This weekend, tomorrow, would be Father's Day. And, yes, I never really thought of it that way, but, yes, I am the one that made my father a father. That's a very interesting thing.
I love it. So, Happy Father's Day to all of the dads out there who just fatherhood is a wonderful thing, and so and we know so many men listen to the show. We still can't figure out sometimes why.
Yes.
but we love y'all for listening, and we thank anybody out there who's a father, who acts as if, who's a stepdad, who, you know, who just takes that responsibility and runs with it. And so happy and we're glad you're around, and I'm thinking of my dad, I always do, and, you know, Happy Father's Day. And Meyer, although he's not my children's biological dad, he's been a wonderful father figure to my children. So thank you to Meyer for everything he's done. And to Patrick A. DiNapoli, because not only is he a father, but he's a grandfather, which is a good thing. And Tyler DiNapoli, and all of our good friends that
and they're coming for a visit this weekend for Father's
good,
Day.
Lynn. So that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm glad because it's a nice thing for both of them to appreciate each other, not only as son but father. You know, I mean, and it's just interesting that once Tyler became a father, I'm sure that shifted his appreciation of his own father.
Right.
You know, it's an interesting twist of events. But as we always say, the nice part about grandkids, you love them to death, but you can hand them back.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. That old line, your grandkids are great, but you can give them back. So that's a good thing.
Indeed.
But, it's just hopefully everybody out there, it's going to be a nice weekend. We're going to I want to say big congratulations to my niece, Erin Foley, who will be married on the 18th, the day before Father's Day. And we are leaving to go to her wedding in Leesburg, Virginia. And Sean Cadden Foley will be coming home Friday night, and we'll be leaving Saturday and spending the night and doing our thing with Erin. And so congratulations to her mom, Mara Foley, and Mara's fiance, Jerry Gavin, and Kevin Foley, her dad, and his girlfriend, Hillary. So they're all, everybody's okay, and everyone gets along, which is nice, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So I love my niece, Erin. She's a doll. So congratulations ahead of time, honey. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I'm managing director and certified financial planner with a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm that's devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
Mm-hmm. So we wanted to talk about a distinguished woman who passed, I guess, last week. And she was a friend of yours, at least you knew her. I did not have the pleasure, but I've heard so much about her. So you can tell us the story.
Judy Ushak, who was a beloved artist and community activist and community. She was involved. She just did anything and everything in our community. She was one of the founders of First Friday, and she taught art and participated in it, was a nurse. She and Donna Doherty founded Heart to Art, and they did beautiful murals of all major events all over downtown, Coleman Foundation, St. Patrick's Day Parade, many, many, many events that went on, big murals where everybody could come and participate and add their little stroke of the brush. And then that turned into other things that they were able to make from that, you know, like mouse pads and everything, posters and everything that they did to then create umbrellas. As a matter of fact, I have an umbrella that every time someone sees it, they ask me where I got it. And I got it from a woman by the name of Ellen Beachgo. You know Ellen, don't you, Lynn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Ellen one time asked me if she could borrow a hat that I had for something she needed to do. It's like a more really like a real funky derby you would wear to a Kentucky Derby parties, which is where I've worn it. And she used it, and then to thank me, which she did not need to do, but she gave me this umbrella, and I love it to this day. I absolutely adore it. And it's a nice, like, good size umbrella, and all of the different sections of the umbrella are all different murals of what Dave, Judy, and Donna, and everyone else has created from this company that they had. And so I just love it. And people say, where did you get that? And I said, I got it as a gift. But, like, it just everything they've done has been, you know, anything Judy touched was amazing. I took several batik courses from Judy, both at the Trolley Museum upstairs, on way up on the steps of the second level of the trolley, and up at at Artworks downtown when it was on Lackawanna Avenue, and then I went up with a few years right before COVID and up to a place in Moscow. Judy was from that neck of the woods, and I can't remember the name. I think Frank Gorel has his, he does. His pottery business is in another little offshoot of this house where Frank's business is, and his all his pottery, I can't think of the word I'm looking for. He's in there, and then Judy did her. Yeah, but there's another word I can't know. But whatever, he maybe that's it. And so I took a few classes there, and I have two paintings that are actually that I did, two batiks. And batik is using wax as well as paint on this like cheesecloth, kind of this very fine, not cheesecloth, but very, maybe that's what it is, but very fine, delicate paper. And I did, because I just like very simple things, and I just, you know, I don't get too complicated, but I did this big strawberry and a sunflower. I did a cherry, and I did a, like, a still life. That's my favorite stuff to do. A cherry, a heart, a strawberry, and a sunflower. And the strawberry and the sunflower I was so in love with, and they were bigger. I actually had them framed, and they're absolutely beautiful, and they were on. I'll never forget one day after they were finished, and my sunflower needed a little bit of work. And I said, Judy, I screwed up here. And she said, let me take it. Let me take it home with me, and I'll fix it for you. And it was just like a little tiny bit, but I didn't like how it looked. And not that it was the imperfection, because I love imperfection. It was just, it just didn't belong where it was. It kind of chopped it off in the wrong. So she said, I can fix it. You know, she took that home, and the spot that she fixed, she just blended it right in, and you couldn't even tell that. And she gave it back, and I took it, and I had it over to Marquee Frame, and I had it framed, and they're absolutely beautiful. And they were on my dining room table one day because I was trying to figure out where to hang them. And my friend Jack Poole, who was another local artist, was visiting me to see if, because I wanted him to do something in my house. And he walked by and he said, oh no, they weren't framed at the time. And he said, Laurie, where did you buy these? And I said, I didn't buy them. I did them. He said, you did? And I said, yes, I took lessons with Judy Ushak. And he said, Laurie, I'm going to tell you something. You know, as I'm an artist, I would buy the
book.
And I thought to myself, really? Like, and so I just, and that's the other thing when I know we're which hopefully I'll be able to remember to tell Maureen coming up when we have Maureen, because I know she's a music teacher and she taught piano, so hopefully I'll be able to tell her how I've always wanted to play piano. So I hope, Lynn, I remember to tell her that. And okay, it's sort of the same thing with painting. Like, I've always wanted to paint, and I have this sense that I can do it. And I'm telling you, having her as my instructor was one of the best things ever.
Well, why did you stop?
Because either the course was over, or she moved to this place or that. So I went. I mean, I went to three different places to follow her, and then it was certain times that I had more time than I could. So other days, sometimes in your life you have more time to do those things, and other times you don't. And so it was just sort of that too. But I went to three different places just to have her, just to have the ability to work with her, because she was, I was going to go to her house actually. She said, come on up to my house. And then she ended up going to this facility, this location right in, as I said, next to Frank there. So I don't know who owns it. I don't know if it's Frank who owns it, but his workshop is outside, like in like what would have been the garage of this house. And Judy took me on a tour and showed me everything. And so she was just the kindest, sweetest, no matter when you saw her, lovely, kind. She had a soothing voice. Everything about her, Lynn, was special. And she just loved life, loved people, loved art, and loved to share it. And again, starting First Friday into the success that it is to this day is amazing. So to her family, you're in our prayers and our thoughts. And just so you know, listening, friends, family, what a wonderful person she was, and how lucky we are as an area, region, to be able to have shared some of her life and her goodness to us in this community. She was just absolutely the best. So that's our dear friend, Judy Ushak. That was a sad one, Lynn. That was sad.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. It said she was born in 1940, which would make her 82 years old. If you ever experienced Judy, you would never in a million years know that she was 82. I mean, she's just was an amazing woman. And well, and again, I think because she was so happy and full of life.
Yeah, exactly.
And she went. She lost her husband. She lost a son, and she went through it with grace. And she was amazing. So
that's we've talked about this before, that a lot of the people who are observing and doing studies on people who are in their currently in the baby boomer generation or even older, that they are saying that those that live the longest are the people that have the great attitudes to life. They're the people that are out there learning new things. They're happy. They're engaged. They're involved with people, and they love their friendships and their relationships with other people. So she's a perfect example of that. You know, I think you're right. Nobody would ever know she was 82 years old because she didn't look like the stereotypical 82-year-old person. She was very vibrant, very much full of life.
And Donna Doherty had posted something on Facebook of a recent picture that she did with the children from the Wright Center. And here she is down, bending down, working right with the kids. And she said it was recent. Now, how recent, I don't know. But still, it's amazing. I'm going to send you that picture, unless you were able to see it on Facebook. I'll take a screenshot and send it to you, because you'd never believe it. She's amazing. Amazing. Oh, boy, we lost a good one there.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. No quizzes for me, I guess, this week.
No, I was just going to do a couple things, but I think we've only got a couple minutes. We can get into this. I was doing some courses online. It's a course to create a course, if that makes any sense. But there was part of this of learning who's your ideal customer and what would they look like. And this was something that was posted as an addendum that would help you to also get to know people. But when I looked at it, I thought these are a bunch of great questions. Remember we talked about the 365 questions I had, which I didn't look for. I know I have them, but these are some interesting things that I wonder about you and I. Do we know the answers for each other on a couple of these? I think we probably know the answer to this one. What is your cold beverage of choice?
I think that works for both of us, although I know you don't drink
it
as much, but yes.
Oh, yes, I do, but it's it's a decaf.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I drink way too much of it. Okay, you a morning person or a night owl?
We know both of us are the night, not the morning.
Yeah. Although you just said you get up a quarter after five when they start chirping.
Well, I might get up because I have to use the little girls' room, and I love, and then I go back, I'll just get back right back under my sheet and lay there and listen to the birds. But no, okay. I can get up early, and I don't mind it, but I don't like to get up knowing I have to get out fast. Like oh, if yeah, I have to go different. Somewhere early, if I can get up early and kind of ease into the morning, then I prefer yeah. that. But to get up and hit the ground running, I don't like it. No.
How about what's your dream vacation?
Mine? Two. I would have two.
What are they? Let me guess. One would be like to be in an RV and go across the country. And the second one might be that you'd like to go on the a type of Orient Express train ride.
No.
Yes, no, maybe. All right. Well,
yes.
What would they be?
The one is right. The one is definitely right to go in an RV across the country and down and drive down, rent a car then, and drive all the way down the coast of California.
Mm-hmm.
That's both things. And then the other one, I want to go to Italy. That's one place that I really would like to go. I've been to Europe before, but never there. And I'd like to go to, I can't even think of it now.
Positano?
No.
Tuscany?
No, the Amalfi Coast, Tuscany area, is that northern Italy? Well, anyway, I just love all the lemons and all the hills there. It's right on the water, right on the Mediterranean. That's where I would want to go, and I would want to stay, even though Donna Barbetti would say, no, you have to go to Florence, too. Okay, well, I'll do that, too, but I really want to do that. Amalfi.
Yes. Hey, on that note, we're going to take a break. We're going to back with our guest expert. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you, too, can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city. and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity. Don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Lori and Lynn Show, and I'm Lori Cadden, the owner of Lori Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And my name is Lynn Evans, and I am a certified financial planner, and I'm the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And our guest expert today is Maureen McGavern, who is the client services supervisor at Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center in Clark Summit. Welcome, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Hello.
Well, you've got an interesting transition here. Maureen was formerly a music teacher in the Tuncany School District, and now she is a client services supervisor at Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center. So the obvious question is, how come you're doing this now?
Well, just a quick correction. I wasn't actually a music teacher in the school district. I actually had my own private studio for 26 years in Tunkhannock. Now, I did work at the district as a reading specialist, and I also did some substitute teaching, mostly in the music department there, while I was raising my kids. But, I had a studio there for 26 years. And, it just seemed like I'm still deciding what I want to be when I grow up.
Okay.
We all are.
And it's an ever-evolving question, you know. So why did you apply for that job? Are you a pet lover?
I certainly am. I am a pet lover. I happened to see that it came up, and I'm like, now seems like a pretty good time to make some changes. I had my studio, and I absolutely loved it. I was very successful. I've had over 12 students play at Carnegie Hall. I absolutely love my students like my own children. But I also have my own children. I have two that are now grown and off on their own, and I still have two at home. They're the one actually is 17 today, and the other and the other is 13. She'll be 14 in August. And I just thought, my studio hours were after school. So are my kids' activities. And I thought, you know what, it's getting to a point now where I need to make some changes. I need my schedule to be a little different. I need, my future financially to look a little bit different. And this opportunity came up, and I thought, I need to take this. And the funny kind of backstory is I have been a musician for 46 of my 48 years.
Wow.
I started when I was two, and when it came time for me to go to piano, voice, and percussion.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So when it came time for college, I said to my family, I want to be a veterinarian, and my family said, no, you're going to be a musician. Like, what family does that?
That's why I went to nursing school and quit. So I
did it, and I loved it. I did, and it served me well. My children never had to go into daycare. I was always home for them, and it really was wonderful. And like I said, I absolutely loved my students. I still mourn my studio. I really do miss the kids, but I know it was time, and I was still at the top of my game, and I kind of wanted to go out on my own, while I was still on top, so to speak, while I still had that waiting list and people, and with COVID and everything, things were changing. And I thought, now is the time to make this change. And like I said, this opportunity arose, and I thought, hey, here we go. I can get into that world of veterinary school. I'm a little too old to go into veterinary school, but at least I can start working with animals.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, Maureen, here's a question.
tell us what, and our listeners, what, if any, similarities are there in teaching adults, children, whomever you taught in that realm, and what you, there has to be a little bit, I would assume, some type of similarity or some aspect of teaching, doing, and then what you're doing now, the kind of thing that makes you feel like, hey, this is, I got this because this is what I've done. Is there something that you can think of that works?
You have to have a lot of patience.
Yeah, it really is.
Like having patience and you know, like what I was doing before, I had students, you know, some had, you know, learning disabilities, emotional support, that kind of thing. And you know, they're kids. They're, you have to kind of figure them out and figure out how they learn and be patient and go through that whole process and walk that with them. And I'm finding the same thing here with clients. You know, you've got some upset, frustrated or just scared parents. I mean, we refer to them as parents, bringing their babies, their fur babies here. And you've got to put yourself in their shoes and be patient and try to explain things and calm them and, you know, assure them that we're going to help in the best way we can.
And you talked about it before offline, Laurie, she and I were talking about some of the funny things, you know, the not necessarily ha-ha funny, but bizarro things that she's observed, because her role is that she's right there at the front desk with the other client services. Yeah. So tell us about that, your first day.
My very first day, you know, I certainly expected to walk in and see lots of kitties and puppies, and you know, I was informed that there is an exotic veterinarian here, and that I would probably see my fair share of snakes and lizards and such, and I basically walked in to what I thought was a baby dinosaur. It was a lizard. It's called a tegu, and they are quite large, and they're actually quite beautiful. Their scales are, I don't even know if we call them scales, but they're like a beaded purse. That's all I can describe as a beaded purse. They're it's very pretty, but I turned the corner and I'm like, what's with the baby dinosaur? Like, what have I gotten myself into?
Jurassic Park.
I do, and I've always loved dinosaurs, so hey, you know, here we go.
And was it friendly, or like, what did you get out of having this kind of an animal?
This one was quite sick, but we have had some others come in since, and they are like puppies. They walk right alongside their owners, they'll snuggle right up to you, they're really cool. Yeah.
And here's the beauty of it, no shedding.
Right.
No shedding. But that, I've never seen. So how big? Like, how tall would you say it was? About?
Well, they're low to the ground. If you can think of like an alligator, crocodile, that type of build, where they're low to the ground.
Okay.
But they're long. So like the ones that I saw were probably creeping up on 3 feet from the tip of the nose to the end of the tail. Yeah.
Oh my God. Was it a girl or a boy?
Was a boy, I believe.
Yeah, cool. I love it. As soon as you walked in and since you're a fan of dinosaurs, I guess you thought, this is really my home now, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I've arrived.
Talk about a dad wink there, Maureen. That's pretty cool. So when you're in the front, now I've experienced some lovely people there with my two poochies, and they've always, I've always just felt better when I would walk in, and they would be very calming and soothing. So, and that's where your patience comes in. So, I would assume, because you like to be with people, that that's a good place to be, in the sense that it is in front where all of the, you know, where people have to walk in if they're scared, if they're there not so scared, or whatever their reasons for being there, all the emotions that go along with that, it's kind of nice to be sort of right there on the front line, right?
Yeah, it is. I do like kind of... I kind of pride myself. The girls were joking with me because sometimes I'll be going through the screen, and I actually used to do a radio show back in college, so I'm very aware of dead air. And so as I'm trying to get their information and stuff, I'm like making small talk, and and they're always like, you're putting people's minds at ease. They're like, no, I'm just trying to find the next screen. but yeah, it is. I like to see that transition of you know, it's kind of rewarding to see the people come in and they're panicked, stricken, and then to be able to kind of talk them down and assure them that, you know, we're doing what we can and you know, bear with us. And, you know, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, but that's okay too. You know, everybody has to come to it in their own way.
Right. Yeah. How long have you been there?
I've been here since January. I started January 3rd.
So that's right. So, mm-hmm. All right. So you're doing okay. So, mm-hmm. Working with all of the other, because as we know, there are several docs doing several things to several animals, mm-hmm. different kinds. Mm-hmm. But the actual, are there any other like wild, bizarre type of pets that you see or that you know? I know we talk about that sometimes, but we haven't really lately. Is there anything different coming in other than, I mean, you probably see bunnies, right?
No, we don't see bunnies. We don't have rodents here. No bunnies or birds. We unfortunately don't have a specialist for that department. We do have to refer those out, even ferrets. Rodents. Yep. Rabbits and guinea pigs and mice, rats, anything of that nature, hamsters. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what other thing? Anything else beside that on the exotic level have you seen or that you know or are patients? Like, what else comes in that realm?
I mean, basically, we see your basic dogs, cats, everything from the teeny tiny little chihuahuas all the way up to, you know, the biggest of the biggest.
Yeah.
And then, of course, your different types of cats. I have a Great Dane, actually. She's my baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does he think he or she, which is a...
She. She is Daphne Doo.
Does she think that she's a lap dog?
She certainly does.
Yeah,
And she is.
What is it with these dogs? That the bigger they are, the more they think they can just sit right next to you. And the smaller
sure.
they are, they're persnickety.
They
and don't
want nothing
to do
yeah.
with you.
Nothing to do with it. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they got the memo. Do you? No.
And she's terrified. She's afraid of everything. She's afraid of everything. We used to have a little Bichon mix, and she would hide behind him. He would stand and bark, and she would try to hide. 120 pounds as opposed to this 10 pound. Yeah.
Oh, God, I love it. That's adorable. Well, Maureen, tell us how, if anyone needs your services at Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center, how they can get in touch.
Sure. They can get a hold of me right here at VREC. I'm Maureen McGavin, and you can call 570-587-7777, and somebody will get you to me.
And what are the hours there, Maureen?
My hours are typically Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 4 p.m., but that varies. Sometimes I'm here later. Sometimes I'm here on Mondays. Sometimes I'm here on the weekends. It just depends when they need me.
And well,
the
there for
online
everybody.
Stuff.
I'm sorry.
Online, what's the
website?
Social media stuff.
Do we know?
Yeah, website and.
The website is. Yeah. VRECPA.com.
.com.
Right. There
okay.
we go. Well, Maureen, thank you. We hope you come back. We wish you the best of luck as you continue to change from. You know, 88 black and white keys to all of the pets walking through the front door and making people feel better. So thank you very much. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.